It's time to get real, reality TV aficionados. Welcome to the Giorgio Says Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Giorgio Takanakis, and I'm here serving you the juiciest updates on all your favorite reality shows weekly, as well as the hottest pop culture trends, and even exclusive interviews that will leave you wanting more. This podcast will keep you on the edge of your seat. We definitely need to talk about this. The Giorgio Says Podcast starts now.
All right, my friends, welcome to a new episode of Giorgio Says the Podcast. Listen, there's no more Potomac, but we do have some Potomac news. We need to discuss what's going on with Jen Pedranti in OC, and we need to talk about what Mary Cosby said about Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son. Now, yes, they have moved on from it. This is what the report on Page Six is saying, but we definitely need to dig into it because I posed a question, and I'm kind of shocked at what you guys, for the majority, are saying. So let's get right into this episode. Let's jump right on in. All right, my friends. So yes, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, we no longer have Potomac. I don't know about you guys, but I am relieved, but I'm also a little, I'm relieved, but I'm also peeved. And if you hear me out, you'll probably feel the same way. So a couple things we found out after the reunion aired. We obviously know Candace is expecting her first child with her husband, Chris Bassett. We know that she's not coming back to the show. We also know that Robin is no longer coming back to the show. However, I do want to say that I see a lot of people claiming that Robin was fired, and I don't believe that to be true for a number of reasons. If this announcement had come out after the reunion aired, like it normally does, like when Robin's announcement came out, even though hers was alleged ahead of time, I believe the same day that Candace actually announced that she was going to be exiting Real Housewives of Potomac, and that at that point the reunion hadn't even aired yet. I don't understand why she would have been let go before they aired the reunion. They would have at the very least waited, even if they did do that, they would have waited for her to announce it after the reunion aired. So that's why I truly believe that this was her decision. It was not a Bravo decision. And I also believe that because she is expecting child, that at the reunion filming, she probably realized that she was pregnant. And so she was probably trying to see how the reunion would go, and then realized, hey, it's not going to go in a direction where I can move on. So I'm going to move on because I don't want to have a stressful pregnancy, and it's not fair to the baby. And I agree. I agree. She can always come back when things have kind of shifted on the board. And I do believe that things will shift. I mean, we don't have Robin there. I did hear that they are not asking Kierna back at all, not even as a friend of. That's what the report is saying. And TV Deets today posted that Potomac is expected to start filming season 9 next week. Next week. That means that they are hitting the ground running. I think we need to take a break. I think we need to take a break. I understand why we would want to jump in quickly, but I fear that because they don't have the right pieces on the board, things are going to get real wonky. And based on last season, I'm not sure if we can trust that Ashley and Giselle, of all people, are going to be able to bring it when the pieces are all kind of thrown around. But it will be interesting. And it's not to say that they haven't been talking to newbies to cast. They probably already have some that they're going to film with and start testing. I'm not sure. All I know is that when Candace was being interviewed by Bryce Sanders on Entertainment Tonight, she even had to come out and say that she was pulled aside. I don't know if you guys know this part. She was pulled aside before the reunion to basically say, hey, go a little easy on your castmates. Specifically Giselle, because basically, like, don't eviscerate her, which I think is odd because this show is about talking. And if you are able to use your words to get your points across, and yes, I'm not saying Candace is the best at choosing her words, but let's be honest, we can't go down that rabbit hole again. I cannot piece all together all the reasons why the way that she reacts is, you know, a lot of it's due to how she's being treated in the moment, but not that's for another podcast episode. She was basically told to go easy on Giselle so that it kind of looks like she's not really pushing too hard on her. And this is where the whole Giselle has got production eating out of the palm of her hand comes in, because how can you not think or say things like that when you constantly hear things like this over and over again? Will this be the season that Giselle has the tables turn on her? I'm not sure, but I did do a live with my dear friend Femme Tarot, Natalie from Femme Tarot. If you haven't checked her out, you absolutely should. She has predicted so many things that have come into fruition when it comes to housewives or celebrity gossip. But she did say that this season 9, she saw in the cards that it would be a season that Giselle's going to have maybe some pushback, and maybe she'll have to be the one kind of having to answer to things or be called to task. So that would be interesting. We don't really ever see her getting held accountable or pushed back on all too much. So I guess we will have to wait and see. But yes, they will start filming next week. So, you know, I will have my boots on the ground. I'm in the DMV area, so I'm going to keep my ears very low to the ground to hear if I can find out anything that's going on, if I hear any buzz. We also have not formally gotten an announcement from NECA that she's not returning, but we are all assuming at this point that she was let go as well. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for her. I know a lot of you guys echoed that it was unfortunate, but I also feel that she chose the wrong storyline. So she kind of shot herself in the foot. At any rate, we need to move on because we also need to discuss what's going on with Jennifer Pendranti in Real Housewives of Orange County. A lot of you guys still don't even know who that is when I'm talking about her. She was the new housewife last season on Housewives, the one that Tamra threw the napkin in her face. She's with that really douchey looking dude from a reject from the early 2000s, like fake Ed Hardy self, Ryan Boyajian. Is that how you, I think Boyajian. Anyways, I did a whole deep dive on this guy's professional history, and it's really telling as to what's going on. But nonetheless, we did get some news again about Jen taking her estranged husband, William Pendranti, to court because she feels like he's not really being transparent with all his financial records. And her lawyers have been asking for him to turn over specific documents so that they can look them over, because now she wants to basically go in and I guess ask for more spousal support. She's also asking for sole physical custody of the kids, which means she's got to get some child support. So she's trying to loop that in there as well. But she was in court on April 12th, and they were before a judge. However, the judge cannot approve her request for those financial documents that her legal team has been asking for, because it says that basically the volume of documents was just so dense that I guess they couldn't fulfill that in that moment. However, the judge did order that William, her estranged husband, you know, turn those documents over to Jen's legal team by the middle of the, you know, next month. So mid-May. So he does have to turn them over. I guess what I'm stumped on is, you know, do I know all the ins and outs of Jen and William's marriage? No. But from what we do know, Jen was not happy in her marriage. And it wasn't so much that William was a bad husband per se. He just wasn't doing it for her anymore. So much so that when she met Ryan, she had, you know, a little fling and then decided, you know what? This is the type of douchebag I want to be with. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, leave my husband and go be with this guy and get on the back of a motorcycle and not know where I'm heading next. You know, so we kind of went on that journey with her. I think we saw little things over the season that just didn't seem right, which is why when the season wrapped and I came back from BravoCon and saw the weird things that were happening and the lack of Jen at BravoCon, but I saw Ryan everywhere by himself. That's when the red flags kind of hit. And that's when I came back and kind of did a little digging on him and his past. And so, yes, it's on my page somewhere. You can go check it out if you are interested. But it seems that Jen is really, in my opinion, being greedy about this. I don't think it's fair, even though she's letting her husband still have legal joint custody of the kids and have visitation rights. I don't think it's necessarily fair that he should have to go through that just so that she can get some extra cash. Because the rumors are, and I haven't talked about this really because they are just rumors, even though in my spirit, I know through my sources that these are true things. I will still say allegedly, but allegedly, a few months back, Jen, I guess, decided, and she's not the only one that does this, but they rent houses for the show so they can film the show. And I guess the rent was just getting to be too high. And then she ends up getting, you know, essentially kicked out of the house because she's not able to keep up. I think the rent was like 12, was it 12,000 or 20,000? I think it was like $12,000. And there was another article that had come out maybe in February saying that she basically had to borrow money from Ryan and that she's having all these money issues. I also think she's painting this picture on purpose so that she can get more money out of her estranged husband, you know, in the midst of finalizing this divorce. To me, it doesn't make sense. You're the one that pulled the trigger on this marriage ending, and now you're going to be dirty and greedy because you're with a man, let's be honest, that is not really going to help you out. Ryan's not going to come to your rescue. Because if he was, he wouldn't have let you get evicted out of that rental home, allegedly. You also wouldn't be in this mess with your yoga studio. Did you figure out that like landlord situation? Did you figure out that $100,000 that you're being sued by your landlord? It just seems like we're just going out of our way to try to look a certain way for a TV show. And I see right through it. I think a lot of people do. But we also know that Jen is engaged now to Ryan, which is also probably why she wants to hurry and speed this up. And some would say she probably bought that engagement ring herself. I'm not saying Ryan doesn't have a little money, but where is he getting his money from? That's the bigger question. It's really not clear. Even from my digging, I still don't really know what that man does today. I'll tell you what he shouldn't do. He shouldn't work anywhere near any type of real estate loans or anything like that. Because based on his history, he's had a few run-ins where it's like, okay, that's really more than just pushing the envelope on trying to make some extra cash. But, you know, Godspeed. Like I said in my original TikTok when I talked about this, if you like it, I love it. I don't know, guys. I'm not feeling him. I think there's really some red flags there. And it's going to blow up in Jen's face more than she thinks it's going to, I fear. Because I don't see how anything good's going to come out of this Ryan guy. But what do I know? What do I know? Okay. All right. So moving right along, we need to talk about the last topic that I'm going to discuss today on this episode, which Page Six, shout out to Page Six, Evan Real had an exclusive story that basically stated Mary Cosby from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, as we know, they're filming season 5. They're actually currently in Puerto Vallarta. There was an incident, it says, about a month ago between Lisa Barlow and Mary Cosby. They got into an altercation of some kind. They were fighting back and forth, and Mary Cosby called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word. Okay? Now follow me. R word does not stand for racist. I just want to throw that out there, because if that were the case, then we would just say that word. She called her son a racist. That's not the word. I'm not going to try to spell the word out. I'm very sorry, but like all I will say is that it rhymes with lard. So think on that. That's the word that she allegedly used against Lisa Barlow's son. He is 12. I mean, am I shocked at this? No, I am not. Do I think, listen, I don't know. We don't really know even what the context of the fight was, because the article says there's, it's not really clear why Mary used that word, but also that the cast that were around were very perturbed by her using that word towards Lisa Barlow's son. Yeah, no shit. This is a kid we're talking about, you know? And I'm not saying the word is okay to use in any situation at all, but it's also that much worse because it is about someone's child who is not a part of the show in that way. They didn't sign up for this. Why are you calling? You know what I mean? So in my mind, now that this word has come out, now it also says that they've kind of put this behind them and that they're just, you know, kumbayaing allegedly in Puerto Vallarta with the rest of the women filming. But this may actually be some context clues as to why earlier this month I had said that, you know, remember that little story that came out where Meredith and Mary had unfollowed each other randomly and no one really understood. I mean, I'm wondering if this had something to do with it. Maybe Meredith unfollowed Mary because she was taking a stand against Mary's behavior around calling Lisa's son the R word. I don't know. It's very interesting. I will say, though, that this cast is going to have a handful. If we're going to see more of Mary, I have a feeling that Mary is either going to continue being on this show, or this will be her last season, because I really don't think, well, first of all, I don't know if they'll end up airing that. I don't know if it's a good idea in my own personal opinion, because it is about a child. I know a lot of you, I posed the question on my TikTok and Instagram, like, what do you guys think? And a lot of you surprisingly were like, no, they should leave that in so everyone can see her for who she is. And I understand where you're coming from with that logic. I do, because it's like, I'm not saying let's not air it to protect her by any means. I think it's more so about Henry so that it's not impactful to him. But I also see why you guys would want that sort of thing to come out so that everyone could see her for what you guys say is who she is. And listen, do I think she says the wrong things a lot? Yes. This to me is something that I just can't get around. I just don't see how you can be like, oh, well, you know, there is none of that. So I just wonder how they'll leave it in and how, I mean, the reality is we've heard that this has been said and we want it to stay in, but it's going to be quite different if we're watching this play out and we see the whole fight play out and then we see her use that word. I do think it's going to have a big, big impact, not obviously only for Mary, but Lisa's son. I mean, like, that's messed up, you know? So I don't know where, you know, what is one to do with this? If the show is not to put children in the, like, in the lens of the conflict, well, if we leave that in, is that not doing that very thing? Is there not another way to hold her accountable? Can we maybe talk about the fact that she did that rather than show it and then get accountability that way? I'm not sure. How do you go around this? Or you don't? Do we just go through and just show it for what it is and say, yep, that sucks? Was about a 12-year-old kid, but hey, this is reality, baby. Like, I don't know. So, you know, I think that's going to be the tricky part. But you guys can let me know what you think about, you know, all these stories, obviously, but mainly about this Mary situation. Do you think they should leave it in? I think they shouldn't. I think they can talk about it. I'm not saying let's pretend like she didn't do that or say that, but I don't know if showing the actual scene where she actually says it is going to be beneficial. I think there's other ways they can edit that to give us the context clues that she used that word or she said that, knowing that it was on camera, if they needed to pull it up and she tried to deny it or whatever. We also, you know, have to talk about the fact that if they clearly made up, I'm not sure what this post of hers meant, but she posted a picture of her son saying my lovely son on Instagram yesterday. She did turn the comments off. So it was clearly around, you know, the story breaking around her using that word. So I'm not sure, you guys, this is going to be sticky. It'll be very interesting how Salt Lake City maneuvers out of the whole Monica situation. But, you know, I'm not too concerned when I don't hear what's going on with Salt Lake City, because they're very good about keeping things under wraps and really saving it for us to watch. So I'm not concerned that I'm not hearing a lot of buzz. This is one of those things that, unfortunately, yeah, the chips will fall where they may. But if they end up leaving it in, Mary, I think you might as well go ahead and call out of that reunion, because you're going to have a lot to answer to if that's just one of the things that you said. And we know that she says a lot of crazy things, so it's not like this is just some one-off situation for her. So, yeah. Listen, I don't know. But all I know is we have Vanderpump Rules all new tonight. We have The Valley all new tonight. And things are really popping off on The Valley, guys. So I will definitely be keeping you guys up to speed on those recaps. I'll be recapping Vanderpump Rules tomorrow on the podcast. And Thursday, I'll be recapping The Valley. I'm sorry. Tomorrow, I'll be recapping Vanderpump Rules. Yes. And Thursday, The Valley recap will be on the podcast. And I usually do The Valley recap with Caitlin from Besties by Bravo podcast. I also do her podcast on Thursdays, and we both do a recap of Vanderpump Rules on her podcast as well. So lots going on. We will be getting New Jersey, I believe May 5th. I think it's a Sunday. Nonetheless, I think. Don't count me on that. I will let you guys know, like I always do, when it's premiere, but I believe it's the very first week in May that we're getting New Jersey. So I can already tell that some of my older New Jersey videos are trending and repopulating, because I'm seeing people like and comment on some of them again. So that always makes me sweat a little bit, because New Jersey is always an intense season to recap. So it feels like people are already getting their engines going, getting their blood boiled for defending their respective housewife on this franchise. So I'm going to need to do a lot of meditation, keep my calm so I don't get caught up in the crossfires. But you know what, guys? I think I'm going to leave it here. Thank you guys so much. I do have the Patreon that will launch in May. If you guys want to go check out the Patreon right now, you can. There is stuff on there. I just posted the second episode of the rewatch series. I'm rewatching Real Housewives of DC. The first episode you can watch if you're a free member of Patreon. But if you want to continue watching with me, just got to subscribe. It's just one tier and it comes with so much. But I will be launching it officially in May, and I will let you guys know and remind you again. But did I miss anything? I don't think so. Listen, I am going to leave you guys here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Stay safe. Enjoy watching Vanderpump Rules and The Valley tonight. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Giorgio Says. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for all the latest updates, go follow Giorgio Says on Instagram. See you next time.